Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Two Mics and a Mind. I am your one of your hosts, Tuli, and I am joined with the Bush Doctor. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, Tuli?
Great, great, great. Trying to make it. That's all.
One day at a time, they say, right?
That's what they say. That's what they say. Yeah. Actually, I think that's right, too. Yep.
Yeah.
What's going on, Tony?
Listen, running, I can't tear it. Running. Oh, goodness. What a day. It's awful. But we made it. How's the world turning?
Running,
is it still sitting still? Is it spinning? Well, you know, according to some people, sitting, you know, it's actually a flat dish with an over top. So it just depends, you know what I'm saying? I said
Prince
keep going
around.
Who said that?
Prince had that song, Prince.
I don't remember him saying that, but if he said it, he probably wouldn't lie. You know, they try to blame Prince on being homosexual. I tell you, his clothes are very erotic. I wouldn't wear them if I had to. I just do butt naked in the bushes before I wear them clothes. But, you know, the man claimed he wasn't gay. Anything come out otherwise, you know, it'll expose itself. Did you know he was actually supposed to be on the album Beat It? On Bad?
No.
Yes, he was.
I think Mike, I did hear that.
He said Mike tried to get him to collaborate with him on Bad, on Beat It. And he told him, he said, a man going to tell me about Beat It. He said, I'm a man going to tell me. Is that a song he said he tried to get him to collaborate on? It's Beat It. And he took it offensive. He said he wouldn't do it. And he wasn't going to let no man step and tell him that.
That song that he did with him, Round and Around.
What was I when this happened?
I don't know where you were.
I was somewhere. I missed all of that.
What
year was that? I know one year she should know. She should know nothing about it after. Let me see when she was. Yeah, go ahead, though. I don't know what year was that.
Probably. Let me see when that.
Yeah.
Okay, so probably because I was. Was I in school or out? 90
something. Yeah. 90 you know, what?
He was probably in the Crowbar Hotel.
Who? In the where?
Crowbar Hotel.
I don't know what. Listen, you know, when Bushy gets on that stuff, it's hard to straighten Bushy out. You know, Bushy gets out, he gets there.
I don't know what it is. Let me see.
Bushy gets
deep
when he gets on the stove.
What? Y'all remember and it had a video.
It
had to
him
be like 90.
Yeah. I missed it.
Because I remember
around
having another.
You said Prince and
like
Kimball.
Tevin Campbell, yes.
Listen, I missed all of that.
It was called Round and Around.
I don't remember.
Round
I mean, Tevin Campbell made that one song, Can We Talk? Now,
and
that,
it was
now,
nice, too.
Listen, he did the one song I knew, Can We Talk for a Minute? Listen, that boy, that, I don't know who that boy stole that song from. That boy don't know nothing about writing like that. That boy put that thing down.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
He put that down like a nigga put on a jump when the police put up.
Whoa.
He laid that thing down. You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I'm trying to tell you that's what it is.
I find that song. But yeah. Okay.
Are you gonna find it? Oh, okay. Now can we talk?
Yeah,
listen. Mm-hmm. I pulled up, I was telling some IKEA about it, so I pulled it up. Tell him just
what?
I remember the lyrics of that. Can we talk for a minute? Listen.
Oh yeah.
That
yeah.
boy screamed his heart out. That boy, listen. That boy, I don't know who told that. That boy don't know nothing about that. They, ain't no way that boy don't know nothing about that. That boy don't know nothing about that girl. That thing, that was real.
He was really young, yeah. I mean, he just sung it,
what?
Yeah, but yeah.
Just
I
sang
know,
it.
I didn't write it. I don't know.
No, he listen. No, that boy sang it.
Yeah,
he sung
did.
That. He sang that song. That thing, that was so hot. Like, what that little baby? But what was he? 13 when he did that?
I don't know if he was 13.
Yeah,
Kevin
Kim was young. Yeah. He was a little something in Quincy Jones.
I know he was very young with that Prince thing. So, that Prince song, I remember that video. Yep, I remember that so well. But, yeah, I think he might have been 13, maybe.
Mm.
I don't know. Anyway, all right. Well.
Oh, yeah. What's happening?
You got it. We
Listen, brain freeze. I got like 100 million things going, but I'm alive. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? I'm alive.
Yeah. Okay.
So
well, we are going to go into our segment of people you should know, like people you want to know. How does it go?
Yeah. I hope it ain't that Blackish. That junk is terrible. Hated it.
Whoa. How are you going to make a... So did you watch Blackish, sir?
I watched... Yes, I was forced under duress to watch Blackish. One of the worst shows I ever seen. Poorly written, poorly illustrated, poorest actors you can find.
That
I honestly
is,
were washed
you
up
have,
people. It was
you
terrible.
You have classic... actors.
Yeah. Meryl Streep should have stuck
show.
With King of New York. He should have stuck with what's the other one? He was in prison. He got out of prison. What was that? He fled. He should have stayed with that. He should have stayed with what else he should have stayed with? He a little Mission Impossible.
Boys in the Hood.
But when he was decent. He was somewhat of a decent father. Yeah, I give him
he
that.
Was.
He was somewhat of a decent father. So, I mean, I could see him on that. But, I mean, when he went to this Blackish stuff, I don't know what. His face looked better, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what they were doing to his face at one time. But, you know, the budget lost.
That was,
I don't
that
know
was,
what's
you
going
saw
on.
A good episode, I'm sure.
That was a good
You didn't
terrible.
Even go in it.
It was
you
terrible.
Didn't even go in it right.
I guaranteed I listened to it. I paid attention. I didn't criticize it. I saw it for what it was. And I saw this show is terrible. That's all I can say. It was just a terrible show. But I watched it. I said, you know what? Watch it to the end. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, someone, which was you, you know, skipped past the commercial, and I needed the commercial. So I just needed to, you know, group my mind with a commercial. Because it showed, you know, you hate commercials because it broke in a good spot. It was like, where are you commercials? Why aren't you longer? I mean, even with talking about nothing, it just broke that, you know, that monotony.
I had to go through the commercials. I didn't want you to fall asleep between.
Listen,
I need you to
listen, the commercials woke me up.
He would go to sleep. If you was in there, you go to sleep.
Yeah,
and I didn't
listen,
want you to do that.
Listen.
I want you to enjoy the great show. It was a good show.
Woo. Yeah, tell me about it. Hated it.
Okay, you just don't. I know you like to make me feel wrong.
It,
that's okay.
It right. That's
okay.
Exactly.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
People you want to know.
Yes.
Tonight we're going to start off with Nika's Oils and Detergents. Mm. Nika's Oils and Detergents, the telephone number to reach her is 678-421-4327. 678-421-4327. Nika's Oils are personal perfumed oils with the latest brands, the latest perfume scents that are out. She has those in oil form. And also the 5-gallon detergents, Tide, Gain, and Free and Clear, 5-gallon buckets. She has a special going on right now, so give her a call on her oils and her detergents. Spring cleaning, I get some things out, get some things in. So call her and see what she has going on right now.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Michelle Magwood with Magwood Homes. You can reach her at 857-891-4545. 857-891-4545. Michelle Magwood is a realtor who specializes if you're wanting to buy, sell, or rent a home. Give her a call. Let her do the legwork for you, and you'll be happy. Michelle Magwood with Magwood Homes. All right, we have Simply Subordinate. Simply Subordinate is a cleaning company. The number to reach is 770-369-0556, 770-369-0556. Simply Subordinate. They have a special going on right now. If you want to call and see if your home, have them come out to do an assessment of your home to see if your home qualifies, give them a call. Simply Subordinate, 770-369-0556. Call them. This is a great gift for a mother. Mother's Day is coming up. Graduation, you're going to have those graduation parties. Get your house clean for that. Spring cleaning coming up. People do that. They have a spring cleaning special going on right now. Give her a call and let her come out and do an assessment of your home. All right. Panthera Tactical. Panthera Tactical is a company, excuse me, that specializes in education of how to use firearms, how to disassemble firearms and reassemble them. If you have, if you would like to go for shooting lessons, give them a call. You can reach them on Instagram under Panthera Tactical, PANTHERATACTICAL. There are a lot of things going on these days, so you need to make sure that you're armed and ready, and they will be glad to make sure that you do. They are licensed and trained in order to do so. Panthera Tactical. All right, the next one is going to be Barah Products. Barah Products can be purchased on BarahProducts.com and on Amazon. You can follow them on Instagram at Barah Products, B-A-R-A-H, Products, P-R-O-D-U-C-S. They are a all-natural, vegan body product company for your entire family. Barah Products. Essential massage. Now is the time of the year that you want to relax. You just came off spring break, or you with your kids. You want to give gifts for Mother's Day. You want to do a mother-daughter day, mother by herself day. Give Essential Massage a call at 678-379-9664. Licensed masseuse with Essential Massage, 678-379-9664. It is very essential for your body to be massaged with Essential Massage.
Right.
Okay. The next one is going to be PD Custom Printing. PD Custom Printing can be found on Instagram at PDPrinting17. The number to reach them, 678-855-0022. 678-855-0022. Call them for all your printing needs. They can do your graduation invitations. If you need a graduation banner made, they can do that for you. They specialize in pleasing you. So anything that you want to have printed, your wedding invitations, your thank you notes for your graduation, if you got bought the cards from the school with the pictures, you know, for the graduation announcements, they let them do your thank you cards when you send them out. Okay? PD Custom Printing, 678-855-0022. It's that time of year. Don't forget to call PD Custom Printing. All right. And the next one is going to be IonWin. IonWin is a company that sells insoles. If you're suffering from any foot or back pain, if you find yourself feeling fatigued or off balance, give IonWin a try. Go to their website, IonWins.com, INS.com. There you can learn about their massaging gel insoles and their energy bands. If you make a purchase on their website, you can use our coupon, which is Tuli and Tony, TuliandTony, to receive 30% off your first order.
And
what a way to save.
If you want an iron choker, just put in Bush and Moose. Bush
or iron
and
choker?
Moose. Yeah, choker. You get it, if you have a pet squirrel, please call in. Please hit Ion Wind for Bush and Moose, Moosey Bush, and they'll send you a choker for your squirrel.
Yep.
Or for your rabbit.
Fight for them nuts.
Something wrong with you, Bushy.
Ion Wind on Instagram. IonWin. All right, and those are people that you should know.
You need to know.
Yep.
So, all right. That be them.
Yep.
So what we got going on? Since we know some of the people, there's not all the people. Since we know some of the people, we need to know. What is going on that we don't know that we need to know? That
is the
question.
What the health? What the health?
What the health going on?
What the hell
Bushy?
Is going on, Bushy?
And Bushy don't tell us. Let me tell you. I'll tell you what to do. Let me tell you something. You need to get some cleaner. You need to go and get you some paint thinner. Get you a big cup of water, and that's going to clean you out. That's what's wrong. You need to poop. You can poop in a bag, poop in a can. That way the metal fibers go out your body, go in the can, and you got more metal for the can. Isn't that right, Moose? Thank you, Moosey. Do you want me to throw it hit you again?
Not bad, Bushy. My nuts hurt.
All right, go ahead, Moosey. Go sit back in the corner and keep on watching the TV and look out the window and let me know when you see my car get stolen.
Okay, Mike. Moosey.
That's very interesting, Moosey. We appreciate that. So, Moose can talk.
Wow.
So, you have a talking squirrel. Listen,
absolutely.
I'm going with what he just told us.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Well. I want to get me some iron wind for his feet.
Right.
get some what?
Some iron wind for his feet.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Little squirrel winds. Yeah. I can see that. Listen, I had to put mine in the washer tonight. I worked out with mine, and something just said, have you sniffed your iron wind insole? And I said, no, I hadn't. So, sniff. When I sniffed it, I said, this is some nigga foot. And this can't be mine. So my iron win is going to be I unwashed them so I can wet them again. They are washable. Am I correct?
They are washable. You can wash them, but do not put them in the dryer.
I'll let you know. Listen, I wear mine practically every day. And I tell you what, they have definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You need to wear them. That's it. So here we go with what the hell with Bush and Moosey. Tell them what's going on.
I'm a touching one quickly here. We talk about minerals, okay? Minerals is your gateway to good health. It's you know, oxygen is your healer, but minerals is your gateway to good health. And I was talking with Tulia earlier this week and explaining about, especially for people that work out real heavy and get into heavy sweating,
mm-hmm.
If you test that sweat, it's a mineral soup bowl. It's rich in minerals, okay, when you sweat. And you got your what they term your 90 essential minerals. Your body is made up of 102 minerals. 90 of them they say is essential. Okay? But you go into them heavy workouts with them deep sweat. And the best supplement you can find on the market only has 4 essential minerals in them. So you see how quick you start going into, if you're not there already, into getting mineral deficient. And like I was explaining, like I was explaining to you, if you look and you go back to history now, is you can't find one athlete that lived to be a centurion to 100. Most of them, when you trace their death and whatnot, they die from some mineral deficient disease. And you take like the ones like long distance runners, they normally die in their 50s. Because that's one of the ones where you do that extreme sweating and you go mineral deficient. So, you know, mineral are your keys, and the thing is you just gotta be patient with it and just give it some time to correct your deficiencies in your body. You've been going down the wrong road for a long time, you know.
Right.
It's not like you're gonna pop some minerals in your mouth and tomorrow morning you wake up all fixed up. Just give it some time with your body, you know, to start reversing that stuff for you and get you right. Another good sign, if you're younger than 55 and you got gray hair, I guarantee you're mineral deficient.
Does it reverse gray hair?
It will.
Oh, okay.
It will. It will reverse gray hair. It will grow hair on your head too. It's all about minerals. It will grow hair back on your head too. It's all about minerals.
I'm gonna stay tonight. I'm gonna have me a Papa Dough then tomorrow. I'm getting. When you get it? How long does it take to get this? I'm gonna get this.
Not overnight.
I have a Papa Dough. And get a Papa Dough by the morning.
Not overnight, but you just work at it and go the mineral route and you'll be amazed at the results, you know. And you take we come right back to you take. Let's go with 4. Okay. And when you're trying to do that, you want to combine, okay? Because like some people, okay, one of your top minerals is magnesium, okay?
That
you're almost 107 what they call diseases that are linked to magnesium deficiency. But when you tell some people that, they'll run out to the health food store or whatever and go buy magnesium and pop it, okay?
Yeah.
That alone can be dangerous by itself because them things have combinations that they have to work with. Magnesium alone will strip you from some other important minerals if you take just magnesium. So you want to take them in a combination, right? And again, when we go to that, I say you do your sea moss or Irish moss, which is the same thing, right?
Sea moss.
Irish
is the same
moss and sea moss is the same thing. Okay.
Okay.
You do Irish moss or sea moss. You do bladder rock with that, right?
Tony, what are you doing?
I got some bladder rock. I'm sorry.
You do
I didn't get this information.
I'm writing it down. What now?
You do your burdock, which has all 102 minerals that the body is made up of, right? And you combine that with sarsaparilla, okay? Because that is the highest iron content plant on earth, and not only is it the highest in iron content, but it's also the only magnetic. So when you take that along with the other ones, it binds them and holds them in your system for a lot longer that your body can go ahead and track what it needs.
Oh, my gosh.
It, you know?
So, you're saying it's because you need to adhere to something else to work, to hold it together and work with it, that other something.
It was, exactly. Sarsaparilla will hold and bind to all the other minerals and keep it in your body for a lot longer period of time. Because some of the problems with with taking minerals and with your body being polluted is your body can't absorb this stuff. So you could pop the pill and it come right out the draw without your body getting it because your adrenal glands are not working right. So you want that sarsaparilla mixed in with it because, like I said, it's magnetic and it will bind all the other ones and hold them in your system so your system can do what it needs to do with them, you know, a lot longer. So, make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Got it.
Definitely does.
Yep.
That's good information because I think I have some of those herbs, so I'm definitely interested. Definitely look. I know I have bladder wax. I think I'm out of burdock root. Burdock root is definitely good. I tell you, with doing it for me, I know it reduced me. I originally used to be on blood pressure pills, and I was at like 20 milligrams. So I've cut down to 10. And they're actually looking at possibly doing 5. Because, you know, when people get on it, just adding along with those that listen on blood pressure pills, they'll definitely, you hate the effects of them. I hate, you know, the swelling feet. Some of them, depending if you're taking lisinopril, all of them are poison to your body. Because it's causing your body to do something it's supposed to do naturally. Mm-hmm. But sometimes what happened, when I got into doing blood pressure pills, I got them to them without knowing about natural health and doing, you know, the natural way. So we're doing it, and once your body becomes accustomed, you'll get people say, just quit, just stop it. You can't, because what happens now, it kind of has your body addicted, like being on crack or alcohol. And once your body gets away from it, you start to get withdrawals. And what happens, people can say, well, I didn't take a blood pressure pill today, or, you know, I hadn't took one in a week. But your body will kick, and when it kick, it will blast and take off. And you try to go take a pill and pull it down, and it will not work. And you'll be taking more than one pill trying to get it under control, and it can become dangerous because now it can start to do damage to your kidneys. So definitely for people that's taking blood pressure pills, there are some things you want to work to kind of counteract the effects. Kidney problems will definitely arise with blood pressure pills. You want to take your dandelions, and I try to take dandelion every day. The burdock root, I take it every day. At nighttime, I usually take the olive leaf, so I don't mix just too many herbs. Got some stuff I take. I take the CQ10. I definitely recommend
that
to people for the heart. Do what?
I'm asking what you think about, you know, a lot of those herbs, you know.
What you think about
it? If
you stay with what they call the alkaline or the nature, made by nature herbs, you could take them all and it won't hurt you. If you got what we call man-made herbs mixed in there, those you got to be careful with how you package them together. But the herbs made by nature, you could take them all and they don't counteract with each other. They actually work better together. So, you know, like the ones that I recommend, I stay strictly with the alkaline electric. See, your body is carbon-based, okay, meaning it's electrical, all right? The only thing that really assimilates into your body has to be electrical. Okay, and like I said before, once man tampers with something, okay, and that does not assimilate into your body. So a lot of them herbs like that is I stay away from them. I stay with the basic. It has to be electrical for me.
So let me ask you something. Is it possible, like the next show, so that people will know? Because I don't know what a man-made herb would be versus an alkaline herb, if you can kind of give us some of that information the next time. We can talk about that so people will know.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, I could run off a whole bunch of them to you, but a lot of people don't even have a notepad or nothing. But, like, the ones we just mentioned, right? You stick with those, you add dandelion, okay? You add red clover, right?
Mm-hmm.
You add chaparral, chickweed, right, and yellow dot.
Oh,
now along with those, you got all your blood cleaners.
Yeah, he's gonna do it next week too. Yeah.
Well, let me ask y'all this before he move on. I had a listener that texted and asked about, said something was something we said was great information, and asked could we repeat it again. I'm not sure which part. the information. But before you move on, and I appreciate him saying
that.
Oh,
I know.
Again, for those
that
are taking blood pressure pills, I do not suggest or recommending to just cold turkey stop it. Once your body has started to become susceptible to the blood pressure pill, it addicts your body. And now when you try to stop taking it, that's where you're damaged. I used to go in the hospital once a year. Even you know about that, too. And my blood pressure would be shooting out of the roof because I would take natural stuff. So you know what? Quit it. Mm-hmm. And what happened, I'll be doing well. But what will happen, your body will spike. And when it kicks, your blood pressure will be so high, you will not get it back. Now, I got to admit it one time. So I just want to tell people what you got to do. Changing your eating. I don't like the word diet because diets are temporary. You see people lose weight, they say, well, I was on this diet. Keyword, I was on it. So once they get off, they'll pick back up the weight. It's lifestyle changes what I like different or what I like to use.
That's right.
I'm
That's
doing
right.
a lifestyle change. So you start to take certain foods, start taking certain poisons out of your eating. It's going to be hard. It's difficult. Then you want to start adding things along with the blood pressure pill or with things we recommend to you guys. No, we're not what they call licensed doctors, but there are things we take. Bushy gave me burdock root. I live by burdock root. I take it every day. So there are herbs I take every day, and it reduced me from 20 to 10. My goal is to get off. But you have to reduce it so you reduce the body dependency. Well, the body was accustomed to 20 milligrams keeping it down. The body accepts 10. Sometimes I can do as 5, but I don't gamble anymore because every time I gamble, wouldn't take it. My behind be sitting down now. And I talked to a doctor. They said, well, what? I said, well, I'm doing something different. And they said, well, it's not working. You hear? I said, no, it's
mm-hmm.
working. And you start
mm-hmm.
realizing you look like
mm-hmm.
a fool telling somebody something's
mm-hmm.
working, and you're
mm-hmm.
sitting at the hospital. So I recommend to everybody some blood pressure pill, lifestyle changing. Start introducing herbs. See what works. Everyone needs herbs. Don't be like, now Bushy's not big with beets. He feel like beets are man-made. I'm not sure about that. Bushy does more research on it, but it will help in some instances. The burdock root is definitely good, blood cleanser. The dandelion I take, the olive leaf. A lot of people not familiar with it. Olive leaf is good for a lot of different things. So those are some of the things I take every day. I try to make sure I'm up on my vitamin D. Vitamin D is good. I try to do 2,000 milligrams of vitamin D. So that's something you want to try to make sure that you're. Cause are you against vitamin D, Bushy?
I don't do vitamins because your body is minerals and your what they call vitamin D.
You get from
your
food.
If you get that
in the sun,
your food and it's
in
the sun, if you're out for a half hour a day in the sun, you got enough of that stuff that you don't need a vitamin D supplement. You'll get it.
But you know what happened with average of a? I'm with you. Nature way is the best way. But sometimes that's why we take in minerals. If we're going to do nature way, let's not take any minerals. Because a lot of time, because of how piss poor the food is, and because we're so consumed with going in and out, air conditioning, shade, we don't get the amount of sunlight that we necessarily need. When we were kids, we stayed in the sun all day.
Mm-hmm.
So vitamin D
would
have been a useless supplement to sell. But now where kids at? They're on laptops, iPads, phones, inside. I mean, at one time back a few years ago, kids were only going out to play once a week at school.
Yep.
They had other alternatives. We would come along. There was no alternative outside. Only time we didn't go outside if it rained or somebody cut the food.
Yep.
Otherwise, you were going outside where you get stinking.
That's right.
I don't think they wanted to know about, you know, blood pressure. I think it was for the iron. You said it was the highest.
Oh, the iron.
Sarsaparilla has the highest iron content. Yeah.
That's right.
Sarsaparilla.
It's highest and it's magnetic.
It's magnetic.
So you take that with the other ones and it binds and draw and pulls all the other minerals. So.
Okay.
So we definitely appreciate that information.
Uh-huh. We do. Oh,
fine. Isn't that right? Not.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, so definitely. And also, hopefully, people with diabetes. And also, give them the number, too, because we always encourage the listeners to call in. You know, one thing about this show, we talk a lot. If you don't call in, we'll talk. But
okay,
it's definitely a show that's open to the audience.
Because he's talking 929-477-2762.
Please call us. Yeah. And having said all that, again, hopefully the people took our information about the diabetes. For those that's on, that are that struggle with diabetes, have people in family that struggle with diabetes, another good herb to take, and just a natural plant, natural vegetable, fruit, is blueberries. Blueberry tea is terrific.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Don't put sugar. Listen, I had an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Her low, normal for her, you know, Addie, her low was like 300, her insulin. The average person, for those that don't know numbers, because you normal, a lot of numbers that don't concern you, we don't have an issue. Typically, a normal insulin level is about 70 to 110. Well, her normal for her is like 360, which is almost a stroke for somebody else. So she has to take a shot in the morning, pill in the afternoon, shot at night. I got her on blueberry tea, and she took blueberry tea, and she was in the 170s. And it was a week cut her down and brought her down. She stopped taking it. The most people want to sweeten it with sugar. You don't have to sweeten it. You can take it cold.
No, it's actually very good.
Listen, you have to make sure that you check your insulin when you take it. Blueberry tea will take it down. You got to watch it. You can drink a cup in the morning, cup at night, and it will regulate, and you will see that your insulin level, that's for those that have high insulin. Some people have low insulin. Do not take blueberry tea if you have low insulin. It will drop, and you will pass out. But we definitely recommend these tips for you. They're cheap. You don't have to go to – you can get it from Kroger's. You can get it from Publix.
Mm-hmm.
They have it. It's cheap. Blueberry tea. You can't lose. So just, you know, some things that you can do. Try it. Also, it was recommended about the okra. Take cutting the ends off the okra. Let it soak in water overnight. In the morning, take them out and drink the water. It's supposedly cured. I don't know. It was given to us by someone, and we hoping the information is it won't hurt you. Okra does have a benefit. It is a green plant. So try it out, and let's see, you know, how it works for you. You know, we give you something. We give you these herbs or give you this advice. Let me say that everybody's bodies are different, and sometimes you have to kind of finagle around to find what works for you. Also, we recommend for those on diabetes. And for those with high blood pressure, another herb that I take every day, cinnamon. Cinnamon. Take it every day. Turmeric. I take turmeric every day. It's good for joint pain, swelling, any of those things. Turmeric, burdock root, dandelion, olive leaf, vitamin D, what is it called? CQ10, because it's good for the heart. Helps with the heart. You got to have a lot of time pain around. Their heart has to be strong. What else did I tell him I take? But those are some
good
things.
Grandpa,
take
you take a lot, don't you?
Hey, I'm alive. Listen, I'm alive. Listen.
Listen.
And guess what?
You're way out of here.
Listen.
Ooh, one minute, one pill.
I may take a lot of pills, but thank you, who I'm alive.
Yeah,
and that was Cedar said she left out. Hey, we here.
Ready? Julie.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You can say back to him, though, when he's laying in that coffin, your eyes be roaming, right?
Wow. For real?
All I got to do is take a bottle, hide a bottle. I can hide a bottle.
Wow. Wow.
But
listen.
The best
I appreciate
herb
it, Bushy.
The best herb for your heart.
Uh-huh.
Lily
of
the valley.
Oh, yeah.
Lily of the valley.
She's
a lily in the valley.
Nothing nothing works better for any heart condition. Lily,
now this is liquid as well, isn't it?
I think it's a tea. You make a tea, right?
It's a loose leaf. You make it into a tea.
Yeah.
Lily of the Valley will blow your mind.
Tell me that for
but
you.
If you got some type of heart condition, take that stuff, and when you go for your checkup, you'll be amazed. Lily of the Valley.
Let me ask you something about this, though. If a person doesn't have problems with their hearts and blood pressure and things like that, should they take these herbs and vitamins, or should they not? Because, you know, if your blood pressure is low, and you taking something that lowers blood pressure, is that a good idea?
No.
For Lily of the Valley, you could take that even if you don't have no known heart problem, because it has a whole bunch. Lily of the Valley is the only plant with two active ingredients in it. All other plants only have one. Lily of the Valley is the only known plant with two active ingredients in it. It does some tremendous job. It's not only for heart. I could go on and just start listing you stuff. And again, that's an alkaline made by nature. It can't hurt you. You know, you get that, make a cup of tea, and take that stuff. It will amaze you, the benefits you'll get from that. It will amaze you. I mean, we got one in the synagogue that can testify to what Lily of the Valley will do for you. He went back to his heart doctor, and it blew his mind.
Let me ask you something. Is this the guy that you told to crawl out of the nursing home on his belly? And Moose, and you were going to meet him outside, and Moose was going to drive him away?
Get out of there, and I'll come meet you. I'll help you, but
Moose. And you're going to let a squirrel drive a man. The man told you he didn't have no legs. But the man told him he didn't have no legs. How was he going to walk out the nursing home?
Yeah, that man told me they stole his legs, and I told him, I said, I'll have to put it back on, and he believed me.
That's right. You ain't gonna pick on that man. I know that man. He's a terrific fellow. I gotta watch.
Wow.
let me mention this about a new.
He can testify to Lily of the Valley. I wish he'd call in.
That
would be good if you have, or anybody want to share anything and run
it
by.
Yeah, you're winning through the story. Yeah,
Bush
yeah.
Doctor, and he can let you know, because like I said, I don't know what a man made. Herb versus, you know, alkaline. So you may be taking some.
Well,
if you have any questions, because he may know.
A lot of them are synthetic plants. A lot of times,
yeah,
they got synthetic plants. Like certain stuff, I'll buy like GNC products. You got to watch a lot of these different people. People go in there, grab stuff out of certain stores. You got to watch certain name brand companies. Some companies are considered a clean company because they got a certain way. Like, I think it's like a Nordic. They sell fish oil. Fish oil is good for you, too. But a lot of everybody jump around and sell fish oil. They'll get fish oil from a catfish. It's still a fish, but it's a disgust. Yeah, because people just think, well, something comes to say fish oil. If you go where I think it's Nordic, their fish oil is expensive. It's a white bottle. It's a light blue on the writing. And Nordic, they'll only do anchovies or salmon. They will not do, you know, a slimy, filthy fish. They just don't. They try to pride themselves on. But see, people don't know. They say, oh, they walk, they see something say fish oil, they grab it. It can be catfish.
Correct.
Right.
So, you know, you just have to be familiar. A lot of these companies, you're look, man, I'm not going to pay that money for that stuff. I'm going to get it from, you know, you have to watch people like CQ10. You got people that have it man-made. You got someone that will sell it. They'll be, you know, organic to where they'll get it natural from a plant. And a lot of now users try to get mine, make sure it's plant-based and not some synthetic that they just make and just concoct together. Just because it has a name, folks, don't just go one and grab it. Just like when you go to the store, cucumbers. There's a difference between cucumbers and a difference between organic cucumbers. Look at the price. You're not getting
shoot,
a bill.
That's for anything
like you
organic.
Can get five
yeah.
for a dollar. But I'm just trying to show them that's the difference when you go in
a
store and you
dollar.
Look at these vitamins. You look at stuff and you'll say, oh, man, here go fish oil right here. I'm not going to pay all that money. You go to Nordic. Nordic is going to sell you fish oil. You're going to pay almost $20 a bottle. You can get GNC brand. They'll tell you, we don't know what kind of fish it is. It's fish oil. You're like, you don't know what kind of fish it is. So you just grabbing fish and just sucking on.
Yes.
But I'm saying, but that's the difference. And the price going to tell you that.
And
you get $9 for the same quantity.
That's
and you're going to get fish oil that's good for you, and it shows you the trick. It's in port. Nobody that cares about you or your health is going to sell you something healthy in pig skin.
That's right.
That in itself
right.
is a barbarian. If you're going to sell somebody something, you're going to try to use a plant-based gelatin.
That's right.
Because it's
that's
about
right.
health. It makes no sense to put something healthy in a port. You had to look at it. Certain companies I learned, I watch, I get certain Nature Way products. Some of you can't fool with them. Some people you just can't fool with them. They're too porky.
That's right.
Now, just, you know, information, just letting people know, just because it says natural, or it's in an herb, people in the herbal store don't know what they stuff come in. I had to tell
no,
people, they're like, no. And I call on the bottle and find out, first I'd snap a picture. And then I could blow the number up to call them. Then I call them. I let them say, give me the, ask for the barcode number. They ask for those numbers. And the other number, I forgot the other number they asked me for. That. So I give it to them. I said, yeah, it's pork. You're like, well, how is this pork? Yeah, they ask me for them. They'll say, yes. Then I tell the people, they say, they're interested. Damn, you. I say, you don't know. You ain't calling. These people ain't lying. They just told me to use pork. Well, no, they be talking about, no, no. I checked my lady, and she knows about all kind of herbs. And she talking about, oh, no, we don't have pork. I'm saying, you expect me to believe all this stuff in here is not pork. I know certain companies. So when you've been buying for a while, I know which companies to buy from because I already know the integrity.
That's right.
We don't use pork. Not that or this product, we don't. That product, we do.
That's
and then someone will tell you, they'll say, it just says gelatin, and it'll say unknown. Why would you not tell me what kind you used it? You know it's gelatin, and you don't know what you use?
Right.
I don't want that product.
Right.
That's right.
It's something for people to consider.
Yeah, you got to be smart with stuff like that. Can I touch on something else here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead.
We had that picture sent out, was it earlier this week sometime, about chlorophyll? Right?
Let me ask you, I got chlorofresh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
I'm just curious how many people saw that picture and would rush out to get that chlorophyll and not consider the fact that you're breezing right over the fact that fried food damage your DNA.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's why I say the chlorophyll is supposed to be good for kind of restoring and helping
help.
That.
Yeah, ease some of the damage, you know, and I'm saying it to encourage them. Don't run out there and go grab chlorophyll now and keep eating your fried food. You just learn, okay, fried foods damage your DNA. Chemical that's produced from the heat of fried foods that don't only damage your DNA, it's also a carcinogenic known to cause cancer. You know, but for some people, they'll see something like that and figure, oh, I just go get me some chlorophyll and I can eat all the fried foods I want instead of just realizing that food will damage you. Ease up on it, right?
So what about is it the oil that is that type of oil, particular oil that you're using that does that?
It's not it's any of the oils that you cook in when they heat to a certain degree. I can't think of the name of the chemical right now that it releases that damage your DNA and it's also a carcinogenic, you know? So,
okay.
That's one of the things I recommend is to ease up, stay off that dry food, you know? And you'll see the health benefits from it.
Okay, we have a question. Bushy, do you know what do you know about EMF and EMP? And also soft and heavy metal detoxes.
For soft and heavy metal detox, I recommend tamarind. It's the number one thing for detoxing. No, that's
is
not.
Is that that Mexican? Is that that Mexican herb? Or
yeah, it's a but
you find it.
Here is the best way to find it. Okay.
Okay.
If you go to a Hispanic store.
Right. Okay.
You'll find it. You'll find it in blocks. The one in the bottle got too much sugar in it, right? But you can find it in blocks, like probably 8 inches long, about inch and a half thick. And you get that one where it's natural, just all tamarind, right? And
right.
then you put that in water. And like I'm sitting here drinking some of that right now. I blend mine one of that to about a gallon of water. And tamarind is the number one detox for heavy metals and fluoride. It takes fluoride out. It will strip fluoride out your bones. Okay? Tamarind is the number one. But them tamarind drinks like Jarrito and them, you seen them Mexican stores and whatnot?
I've seen those drinks. Uh-huh.
Those are sugar and water. Just stay away from them. They got very little tamarind in there. Get the block of tamarind, okay?
Okay.
You're more going to find what you call the sour one because there's two. They're sweet and sour. Okay? It has a little tangy taste to it. But it's harder to find the sweet one where it really tastes sweet. But the tangy one, I put one block to a gallon of water. I love the taste. If you can't stand the taste of it, get you agave, right? Don't use
sugar. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Agave is again, we're talking about nature-made sweetener, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't know sugar cane is the highest acid content food on earth. Sugar cane. It has the highest acid content in what we call food on earth, okay? And then your sugar comes from that, and your problem when you're sick is you build up too much acid in your body, and then acid, like I explained before, when you start overrun with acid, your body has to produce extra mucus, okay, to kind of wrap it up to prevent the damage, and then you end up with all that mucus, and eventually, like anything else, that acid would eat through, okay? Like you take colitis or something like that. It eats too, and then you got that cross contamination. Wherever you got it, where it might be in your knees, when you got bad knee pain and stuff, you're overrun with acid. And Ra was talking about a top thing to help you reduce that acid is cucumbers. Cucumbers is
really good for
reducing acid in your body. Okay, and your problem is you're overrun with acid because what this man is doing to us is almost everything that he calls food is high on the acid content, not on the electrical side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a caller on the line with a question. Let's see. All right, caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
No, you had – what's going on, fellas? You had on there the status of the black community?
Uh-huh.
And it's the state of our community. Well, I was going to report there's a lot of good things going on. I don't know if you guys want to hear about that or not, but I could share. If not, I'll let you go ahead and finish talking about the herbs and that. I don't want to interrupt that.
Okay, you can go ahead and share if you like.
Pardon me?
Go ahead and share if you like.
Oh, all right. Well, I was going to make mention about the an organization called NSBE, National Society of Black Engineers, and their 45th annual convention that was held in Detroit at the Cabot Center this past weekend, where the 31st was actually the last date. Any of you guys live in Detroit?
Nope.
No.
You ever heard of the organization?
Yeah,
we heard about
it.
You talked about it last
time.
Oh, did I?
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah,
look.
Yeah, it was us. Welcome back.
They had over 15,000 young black STEM graduates and also those that are in STEM programs around the country. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is that you had Lockheed Martin hired 400 young black STEM graduates right off the convention floor, and not including the rest of the corporation that was there that was hiring, you know, thousands of young people. And the thing that these jobs are full-time jobs, full-time pay. Now, you do have some young people, like, for instance, that's in the eighth grade, maybe ninth, should I say freshmen in college. They attended, and they probably would have gotten internships. But that there is a good move. And looking at the last 2 years, 2017 and 2018, Northrop Grumman hired 800 in those 2 years, too. And like I say, it's not included. He even had Harley-Davidson that was hiring a young black STEM graduate. So that's a good thing. And I would recommend that those of you that's in cities where you have chapters, and they're practically everywhere, get involved with your young people, your children, as young as, I say, the fourth grade, and support them in their efforts to graduate 10,000 black STEM graduates by the year 2025. They had to cut back from 25,000 because the support just not there in the present school system. But we have to get up to those numbers. Now, isn't that some good news?
All right.
Let me ask you something. Where exactly do we get this verification of the number that they hired 400 blacks? You said last weekend?
They hired them at the national convention that was held in Detroit at the Cabot Center. In 2018.
Was last weekend? Oh, in 2018.
Yeah, it ended the 31st. So what's the date, 11? So it wouldn't have been last weekend. It would have been just a little bit. It ended Sunday. Sunday the 31st of March. It was 3 days, the 30th and 29th. Now, I know some young graduate lady that got hired she's working for Exxon. My grandson got snatched up by Exxon also for an internship. He goes to LSU. He's still there. He's double majoring. He's got a couple more years to go.
Okay.
The goal, I guess, for me, what I like to see, I'm not against some education. I mean, I just look at the system. I'm more into trying to see how we can create a system that where we can employ and we can empower our people. We know everybody can't be business owners, but as close as we can put people to put them in a better status than the system that we currently connected to, that's more of our goal. You know, and there's not a lot of news media coverage about information, you know, concerning our people as far as our creativity, things we mastered or created or invented, or even that we kind of empowered, that we're behind today. You know, there are a lot of, you know, so-called people of color today that are behind the scenes and functioning of the White House, and always has been since we've been connected with these people.
Well, Black Enterprise lists the top 100 black businesses, everything from about $10 billion revenue a year on down.
Mm-hmm.
And those people have some tremendous skills.
The Black Enterprise is a magazine that everybody subscribes to either. Like, you would just turn on your TV and see that information is what I think he's trying to say.
You can go on the internet and you can put up Black Enterprise magazine. It's there. And that list of the top 100 is there also.
But see, the thing become, like, just like that, okay, your list of top 100, but it's other millions of businesses owned by people that might not revenue to that extreme, but we got other people that are, you know, doing great things. I think they ought to list the smaller people as well, because it gives people, because a lot of times for our people, we see people with bigger scales and numbers. A lot of times that kind of looks outside of our reach, you know, or outside of our ability. We don't realize a lot of these people have, you know, come from smaller businesses. And the small businesses and smaller business that actually has this country functioning, not the big
ones.
Well,
what they need, you know, for instance, like we got Nesby, and there's also African Americans in energy.
Now, what does Nesby stand for?
National Society of Black Engineers. But the Hispanics have their prototype of Nesby. The Latinos have their prototype of Nesby. The Indians have their prototype of Nesby. And there's another group can't think of, but all these other ethnic groups have their prototype that's doing the same thing, taking Hispanic kids, Latinos kids, and taking them through the drill so that they can be ready for these projects. Now, what I would suggest, or like what you're saying, maybe that should be a target for other groups to get involved, preparing young people for all these opportunities that exist in aerospace, engineering, marine biology, and so on and so on and so on.
But you know what happens with us? The problem becomes with us. We're behind the success of every one of these other races, from the Hispanics to the Asians. You know, America, you know, supposedly going to the moon and all the aerodynamics and other things. We're always behind it, but we don't have the push that we're behind us ourselves, you know, actually doing it, you know. They'll include.
I don't understand what you're talking about there.
Well, just like I forgot the name of the liquor company they have. It might be Jimmy Dean. I can't think of the name of it. But it was actually the so-called Negro that actually formulated, created the liquor. But the family,
Jack Daniels?
You know, they're billionaires.
Jack Daniels,
exactly. And they're billionaires. Mm-hmm. And they decided all of a sudden, you know, what was it last year, to show the pictures of the few Negroes that helped. These are not the Negro, so-called Negroes that, you know, sharing the revenue. So we're always behind. Just like, I'm more or less against us going to work for them, only because it doesn't actually show us our success.
Well, let me ask you something. If you don't go to work for them, who are you going to go to work for? Who else is building airplanes? Who else is building?
Well, guess what? That's what I'm trying to tell you. We're building that airplane. Hold on. Hold on for a second. We're
building
that airplane.
We
stop building their airplanes, stop building their buildings, and we need. When I say that, we need to build for ourselves. That's the problem. These companies are successful today because we are the people that are sourcing them. We're powering them, and it's not coming back to us. We're not getting the actual benefits.
Well, I disagree on that, and I'm going to show you where it is coming back, because these young, like these are students that graduate, they're starting off in about $70,000, $75,000, $87,000 a year jobs coming right out of college. A friend of mine is a Gambian. His two daughters went to Fairfield High School. That costs about $70,000 a year for each one of those kids. They came out, went to Duke for a free ride. Now, they're graduating next month. One will be working for a law firm, and the other one will be working for Oracle. And they're starting over $80,000 a year. So they'll be able to have a family, buy homes, raise their family, send their kids. So that is a good thing.
Well,
now,
at
some point in time, like I did, when I worked for a structural steel erection company, I came out and started putting up buildings like the ones that fell during 9/11.
You brought that up. When you said they fell, how do you believe they fell?
Theories, but going down the story.
All right, let's go with it. Okay, going by the story. All right.
And I'm just using that for example, that people can visualize what we're talking about when we're talking about multi-story buildings and bridges.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now, with those buildings that you've been behind and putting up those type of structures, the association everyone has is a white face, white company, white employee. They don't realize that a lot of people of so-called, and I use so-called simply because of the legal definition. When people hear me say so-called, that's what they say. So the so-called Negro has been instrumental in those buildings, into the crafting, the engineering, instruction of those buildings. Before the Spaniards came, or these, you know, these Spaniards, they call them a number of Spaniards, you know, breakoffs. But before these people, I'm not, you know, denigrating their race. I'm just trying to uplift our people by saying we've done a lot
more than
people know about. Yes,
do
I
you
do.
Live in Atlanta? Huh?
Born and raised, yes.
Oh, well, your Mercedes stadium. You know that's just been built?
Yes, I
across
know
from
it.
Across from the dome.
Yeah.
H.R. Russell is a black contractor, and they erected that. I think Moody might have helped. I'm not sure.
I'm familiar with Moody. Moody's a big builder, and H.R. and Russell. I think Russell's big.
Absolutely.
But let me say this, though. A lot of these companies, though, and how they got involved, it's the way they went about doing it to get themselves into that. But I'm saying more faces. We need more. These are only two compared to how many.
Well,
how
I
many
can name quite a few now. I just named those two because they probably
no,
more
no,
known
I'm with you.
In Atlanta because there's black contractors and in
yeah.
Chicago. There's black engineering firms.
I use so-called black contractors. I build.
Well, I'm talking about heavy. I'm talking about heavy construction. I'm not talking about housing.
I got you, but I'm saying with that, that's what I'm
heavy
saying.
Heavy construction and bridges.
But this is what I'm saying. You know about it because you're in the field, so you get to see. So you're gonna be more familiar with people in the field. A lot of our people don't know that, and the thing that you kind of introduce to them and what you know the schooling does, it more or less introduce our people to go right in. To help funding these people, you know, $80,000, $70,000 is great for a young person started, but it's small when you look at if I'm giving you 70 or 80, you're not making me 70 or 80. You're making me hundreds of thousands. You're making me possibly
off,
millions.
But you know, I paid my employees very well. But you know, you're talking about who know. This person that just Hustle was his name?
Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of him.
I hadn't either. Right. I had never heard of him either.
Hey,
see,
you got
that,
some people out there, 50 cents?
Yeah, 49 cents and a 49 cents.
Little Wayne, I never heard of them. So it's the people that's involved in those arenas, in those environments, those circles, know more about these people than others. So, no, all blacks in the United States are not the same. You got different circles here, there, and there. Heck, down in the Delta region, you got some aspiring African American owned tugboat companies, and that there is man, they doing very well. So anyway, I just want to put that out there. Get your grandchildren involved and your children because opportunities exist. The political scene is pretty good toward making those who are here from foreign countries that's working. On these visas, because in the past employers could not find people to fill these positions. Now we're starting to graduate them. It's looking good.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate that.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll go here. This show is to. Are we done? Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, go ahead. Let's see.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That guy's gone. Now. I thought he was going to be on the phone still. Don't worry about it.
What?
I wanted to make a comment while he was on the phone, but he's gone now. So, I mean, he's not the type of guy. He's not going to listen to another what they call black person. He has to hear from a white person. And
yeah.
I wanted to let him know, but he's on the phone now. So,
make your statement.
I just don't think – I wanted to let him know from a white perspective because I think that's the only kind of perspective a type of person like that is going to hear from. Because they sound more like a slave mentality of, you know, let's get on board, it's jobs for us. But, like, the point you made, it's just like this country was built off slavery, but slaves don't reap them benefits that the white Americans do.
Thank you, sir.
And I don't think that's what he don't realize. He looks at, they gave slaves. Like, he's the type of guy who would say, they gave slaves jobs. You know,
okay.
We got free jobs in America.
Okay.
You know, you
all
come
right.
build houses, build cities.
Sir?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, you guys are on the line.
Yes, he said that I hung up.
I'm not done. Hold on one second. I was going. Hold on, you get to talk. But what I was saying was I'm a white person, and I think you got to kind of see it from a person of my color's perspective where what's all that noise?
That's
is someone making
Tony.
Love to the phone?
Gosh.
Tony, you
okay,
good?
Go ahead, sir. Yes, go ahead.
But I think you're kind of missing the point of – You look for jobs. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. You want opportunities for people, but I think you're kind of looking. You're looking from a slave mind perspective, and as a white person, I think that's kind of you got to kind of see from our point of view of how whites look at you guys. They look at you just like that. Go get your scholarships, go get your education, and make us billions of dollars, and you can make your little couple thousands, hundreds, and say you're good. And there was no different from a house slave. There's no different people slave who like their jobs. Looked at, hey, we got free jobs. We get a place to stay. We get food, and we're doing good for ourselves. But you don't reap none of the benefits from your labor other than what they give you. And I think
well,
you kind of missed the point when talking.
That's not really true. For instance, I hired iron workers. And I'm doing a project in New York. My iron workers make about $130,000 a year. I'm sorry. Yeah, $130,000 a year. When they retire, they're making at least $80,000 a year in pension, plus over $500,000 in annuity. They have full health care. And we're talking about whites and blacks. I work now working on a seaport project in an West African country, Nigeria to be more exact. This is going to be a $1 billion project. And yes, the people there are black. I was a field director for African Center Curriculum for the St. Louis chapter of the National Black United Front. So I think what you're saying is kind of inaccurate. You know, all blacks were not slaves, by the way. And all whites did not have slaves. So to try to take what you're saying and apply it across, you know, it happened. But here's the thing we're talking about today. We're working to get African-Americans, not whites. We're working to get African-Americans and blacks.
Sir, let me finish. He don't get the same treatment the billionaire he's working for gets.
That's not true. And you're trying
point.
To tell
it's just like slavery.
So listen, I'm
going
to have to hang up
because
you won't let
you
me
got
talk.
Good benefit, look, you can hang up. When you are in the house and you get good benefits, that's what you see.
What house
so you
are
see,
you talking about?
Listen, it's called a house slave.
Where do we have slavery in 2019?
Everywhere.
That's my point. You don't see it. You don't see it.
Where
is that my point?
Well, I mean, real short. I don't see it, but
the house slave
didn't
use slavery either.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I beg of you to show it to me.
The house slave was in the house and thought it was all good because he went out there working. Now, you get a
field
slave.
Where do you work at, sir? Where do you work at?
I work for myself.
What kind of – in what industry?
Listen, for myself. Whatever I want to do.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Listen,
in what industry?
I don't have to clock in. I don't have to clock in. Listen, this is what you argue with a person who's
I
white.
I don't have to clock in neither. You're my own business.
Listen, you say so. You say, but someone fired behind.
Well,
it
you
won't
say so
little...
too. Where
listen,
do you
listen,
work at?
Listen, at the end of the day.
You know what? Hang on for
problem.
A second. Did you say you was white?
Listen.
Did you say you was white? Well,
yeah,
let me tell you something. I don't get
listen,
any type
listen.
Of arguments with white people.
I'm not.
I'll see you guys later.
Okay, that's good. That's the point. I get it. If you heard what he said, he's satisfied with making $130,000 a year. Now, his white owners that are sent back doing nothing are making millions and billions of dollars. And they're
exactly.
Listen, but his thing is just like when you look back at slavery. Like he said, slavery, it happened. Like today is nothing going on. And that's the danger of mine. But you look at the difference between a field slave and a house slave. If a field slave wanted to escape and say, let's get out of here, who would have been there to say, no, we can't, we need to stay here and work it out? A house slave, they would have been, it's good for me.
Yeah.
I don't see no other, when I got, it works for me. I got opportunity. If you work hard in the field, you might get promoted and get in the house with me. And that I just don't think he sees that. That's why he fights. I thought if he heard it from a white person, he may see it that way. But, you know, he might need to talk to Donald Trump and maybe he'll listen then. I don't know.
But you know what's amazing, Carl, and I appreciate what you said, because you know, and they'll think people will think it's a show about race, and it's really trying to set people to a better mindset, and that's the danger about being educated in America. What you said was so true. The so-called Negro is no different than when you were a slave. You contribute a lot to America, and you can talk about it in February. The white man can talk about it every day, every week, every month, all year, and the next year. You wait to February to go over your achievements, and you're still lacking, because all the achievements you're going to discuss in February are going to be achievements you made from slavery, and you hadn't existed before slavery. What he was offering people was to go to school, get educated, so you can work for these great white businesses, and it's not changing the mind frame of why don't you instead educate your people like he has a talent. And I'm not fighting about it. That's great. You learned a trade, but you already knew that trade. They just came back and taught it to you. He doesn't know. He's a Kamite, which means he comes from Mizraim. So they already gave everybody. You can't take away the credibility of what people did. Mizraim were great engineers. That's how they gave it to our people when we were in captivity, and we learned how to build from Mizraim. So with that talent, when they came to what's called the Americas today, which they stole another name from Italians, now you look at when they got this, they came over here and they brought in science. They brought in how to build. That's how they put the pyramids here. Now when the whites took it from you, they came right back and built university, and you pay them to teach you a trade you already know. That's why you pick it up, because it's already a knack that you had. And now you go back to work for them just like you've done, and they give you pennies on a dollar. If every time I make a dollar, you make a penny. You just made $200. How many dollars did I make? I'm making 99 cents more than you every time you get a penny. This ain't hard math. And to keep telling about Lockheed Martin, Lockheed Martin's not going to tell you how we help instrument it, create it. Lockheed Martin is a white-owned company. You could talk about Russell, who's dead in Atlanta, who got contract that's on because of black men, that's on because of other deals he had to make with whites and pay whites off to get it. None of these so-called black corporations are doing black business because they're black and because they stand on their own. They have to go through white companies. They have to apply as minority. There's a lot of stuff these people have to do, and we got to break that cycle and set our people up and take this trade and teach these young people so they can create for themselves. That's all I was trying to get him to say. I love what you said, Carla, and people need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Am I still here?
You're here. Carla's gone, but you're here.
Well, like you said, some stuff is better heard from somebody else. That's amazing because the caller argued with me the other week, but why wouldn't he argue with a white man?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. That's scary. He said, I want a white man telling you they don't look at you that way. You know, you need to know the truth. They don't see you that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, the truth hurt our people. I appreciate both calls. I understand what he's saying. I had that same mind intellect. You want to push educate, you want to get educated, you still getting shot. You still getting murdered. You still getting hung in a jail cell. They don't care because the education ain't going to keep these people from shooting you. No cop doesn't say, what's your education level before he shoot you?
Right.
He sees your skin. They put you inside that jail cell. They'll say, well, according to your education level, you should have your own cell. You're going to sell somebody who could be dumb as a sack of rock. They don't care.
Right.
It doesn't benefit
That's
you.
Right.
So we got to start doing things and teaching young people to do things that benefit us, establish themselves. That's how we just got to break that cycle up, go to school, create $80,000 worth of debt so you get $80,000 a year. Now, when you make $80,000 a year, let's use simple science. How much do you take home? Do you take $80,000 to your house? No. You pay taxes. You got debt. You got car. And it'll take you years to pay that $80,000. These folks pay on $80,000 worth of school for what, 15 years?
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on, man. You can pay an $80,000 car quick. You pay an $80,000 school loan.
Another thing you don't consider, when you cross the system, they'll shut you down or sanction you to debt, right? Because they control your money. As soon as you cross them, look what they're doing to like Venezuela and other countries right now. When you're under their financial system, it only works while you're in their so-called good grace. As soon as you step out of that, they'll put the clamps in you.
You know that everybody that falls out with them tries to get rid of their money? Same thing Saddam Hussein tried to do. He tried to get rid of the dollar.
That's
everybody
right.
That falls out works out
because
they are real. Okay.
If you have a call, comment, a question, 929-477-2762. Hello, caller.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
All right. How is that?
Is the caller still on the phone? Obviously, he's not.
Who?
Which caller?
Mm-hmm.
The caller Caucasian guy or the first guy?
The engineer, I guess, the contractor guy.
Oh, okay.
I had a question.
Oh, if he's listening, maybe he'll call back. I'm not sure.
He threw out a couple names, and he threw out a couple projects such as H.J. Russell and Moody,
yeah.
and about a black contractors that participated in bridges and things like that. But I was wondering how many of these contracts that he's involved with that he would be prime. H.J. Russell and Moody, they were not prime in those contracts with building the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They were subcontractors.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
in order for them to build that Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they had to give a portion of that contract to black minority people such as H.J. Russell and Mr. Moody.
That's how it goes.
So that was not something that it was prime and they worked for. That's kind of gets to the point to where in order for us to get a piece of the pie in the society, we have to be given to it 5%.
I'm trying to tell him.
Has to be given to a minority. So when he throws out these different projects, and it's interesting he brought up the fact of Mr. H.J. Russell. I'm not telling you nothing I heard. I'm telling you what he told me from his mouth.
He was
kicked off of the Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson Airfield project because I believe the owner or the mayor at that time was Maynard S. Jackson, which was given, or Shirley Franklin was given a lot of the contracts to black minorities trying to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
they got kicked off of those projects. Now C.W. Matthews is at that project. So a lot of the blacks that try to work their way up and try to help, we don't get so much. And when they see us getting a lot, they kick us
mm-hmm.
out. So I'm
why
trying,
they're trying to take it over now. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I want to see how many of those projects that he was involved with, that he was a prime contractor. I know you can give
no.
a lot of people jobs to do it, but
no.
to be a prime in these things, I really would like, because even A.J. Russell, he told me a story. He said his first house he built, he had to get a white man. Now, Mr. Russell was 90 years old at the time. Well, when he told me the story, he had to get a white man to march the permits down to the city hall in order for him to build a house. Once Mr. Russell
That's
built that house, he built the house from the ground up. After he built that house, another white man came on the property and said, "That is a nice building that you built, sir, but you built it on the wrong plot."
Oh,
now, he built it on the white man's plot. So now he had a situation where he built the house with a permit. The white man walked the permit down, gave him the permit, and then it was on the wrong plot. So who was at fault here? And he couldn't build a house, but he had to take it down to the white man. So are these two white men in cahoots? The reason I say that is because in order for us to get our situation, and he told me, in order to get ourselves anything accomplished in the society, we have to use a different face. We have to use a different way to do it. So I'm all for doing it, but my question is, if there's a lot of things where he did the project as a prime, please enlighten us on how to do it. How to do it and how he go about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know.
And, you know, and I appreciate what you said, caller. And let me say this, even for him. You know, we all have to realize that we fight each other for lack of knowledge. You know, when the book declares that how my people destroy for lack of knowledge, it's not just for the fact of not knowing the word, which is very important and first and primary. We're destroyed because we're going to kill each other for the fact we recite stuff that we actually don't know. We hadn't talked to the actual people. What you said, I already know. I mean, what you said, you and I hadn't even talked about this. I already know. I'm not a fool. I do this for a living out here. None of these guys are doing this stuff. One or two ways you out here, you're going to make it if you're a person of color. Now, I'm in the know-how. I'm in the do. I told these folks about they're coming for a fair. Nobody pays me. I'm not sitting out here on somebody's job. I don't kiss nobody behind. Nobody understands me, people. Tell me what to do. I set myself to do it, and I work 7 days a week to push to make sure it happens. Might happen one day, ain't happening today, and tomorrow don't look no better. So a lot of these guys, when they get these contracts, and these big kind of like these hundred, you know, so-called Negro companies that's in the magazine, these people will pay to get these books. These people be hand-picked so they can put them in your face and show you that these people made it, pull up your bootstraps and do it.
your bootstrap. A lot of these people made it because they sold their integrity. That's not every one of them, folks. A lot of these people made it because they are part of the system. I'm out here, ain't a part of nobody. Says no white man, no white woman, no black man, nowhere going to come and expose me because I'm a sellout to my people, and I kill my own people so I can make a buck. I lose more than I make simply because I like to be able to be to look at myself in the mirror. I can lay my head down, and I can go to sleep eventually because I know I do an honest work, and I know I care about our people. So, even with the caller, I appreciate us engaging without us not fighting to kill each other. Even with the white caller, we need to engage because we need to know. When we're better informed, we're better and we're stronger people. But when we don't know, and I've learned this from being out here with people. Listen, I know people and I deal with people that's rich. They got cars, got money. I do business with people, got money. I don't have the money that people I deal with do. But you know what I got, why they do with me? I got integrity. I've learned a lot of people, when you sit and you see stuff, when they tell you how they got it, you say, but that's how you did it. I thought that you actually got out here and you grind and you did it. You grind a little while, you found the right person, you sold out, you made some crooked deals. You know what I'm saying? Some deals I say where your integrity now is at question. I like to keep my integrity when I do business. I keep my integrity with everything I do. That's all I got. My money come and go. That's somebody else's money. My integrity gonna stay because I'm gonna keep that intact. I'm for empowering our people with the truth. You can work hard. You can have things. You can create. And you don't have to be a millionaire, but you can be credibility. You can live and you can be successful. Success ain't millions of dollars. Success is complete and being able to take care of yourself and feeling good about yourself. So don't let these big multi-million, trillion-dollar companies blow your mind and you crash and kill yourself because you didn't make it. You just stay grinding. Most of all, living right. Feel good about yourself. That's where it starts.
That's
first.
Right.
And don't let nobody sell you out to a job.
That's
if
right.
you can work for them, you can work for yourself. We appreciate all the callers.
Okay,
every
one
of you.
One more
we appreciate
tonight.
You guys.
One more tonight.
Why the music player?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Because you
we
did your
turn
feel.
It down.
Okay.
Yo,
go ahead, caller.
Nigerian music.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. I just had a quick comment. I heard a lot of I heard that with the previous caller, he was talking about that, you know, the people, so-called Negroes, can go to college and come out and get these nice jobs. And I think that when we, these so-called Negroes, go to college and we sit next to another white face or, you know, Asian face or, you know, these different races, I personally had the experience of working with white people that are what you would call more, I guess, on a higher income level, six figures. And the difference is when they send their children to college, they give them this idea that you're going to start a business. The people that I work with, they not only push their kids to colleges, but they also have patents and businesses. So they set them up so they can own businesses. So we think that we're going and we're parallel to these people, but they have a whole different mindset. And I've noticed that, you know, over the years and working. So I just, you know, wanted to make that quick comment. Thought it was interesting. So I like
it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. I'm a little lost.
She's okay.
Do we wear the mask or we don't wear the mask?
What?
Listen, we appreciate everybody. This is what the show is about, engaging. We got the mic. Let's turn these minds on so we can think, so we can empower ourselves. I see a bigger and a better and a brighter future for our people, and it don't start with keep working for them. I see educating us, medicating us, policing us, governing us, financing us, protecting us, and loving us. That's what I see.
Yes, sir.
That's what I see. I had a young man I know since he was in high school playing in the NFL for the day. He said, let me ask you, Pastor. He said, what's your goal? I said, my goal. He said, what's your goal? A day. What you look to make a day, a month? I said, I don't set a goal for the day or the month. I said, because then I put a cap. I said, I just go out and do what I do. I said, my goal is to empower my people. I love my people, and I want to give something back to my people to show them I love them. I don't want to just tell you I love you. I want to show you I love you by trying to let you know what I know, and you let me know what you know, so we both love each other, and we'll see each other in a better place. So to everybody calling and listen, we can't do what we do without you. And you always remember, when people ask you, do you mind? You tell them, yes, you mind. Every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. with me, Tula, Bush Doctor, and Moosey when he calls in.
Appreciate
this, Tony. That's it.
Moose wants to know
so
when
you
he's
keep listening. Tell him we got a pipe coming to hit him over the head if he don't straighten up. Hey, we love you, people. Hey, Bushy. Bushy, Tula, listen, love you. A hobby, all of you. And let's keep it going.
A hob, y'all.
And I much respect to all of our listeners for you
That's
being
right.
you. And let's work on me, you, and all of us being a better us.
All
That's right.
right.
Take us home.
Sounds
Take
good.
Us home, too.
All right. Thanks again. We hope, as always, our goal is for you to learn something, and I think you did. So, until next week, if it's permitted. I don't know how we're going to do that next week because we will be doing something. But
we're working out. Oh, that's right, next week. Oh,
we'll work it out.
We'll be recording next week probably. We'll see
yeah.
how we do that.
So,
oh.
Our next show, we look to have information for you guys in reference to what we were talking about today, the man-made herbs. And alkaline herbs, we're going to get that because I think that's very important for people that are, you know, we tell them to get stuff, but we don't want them to get the wrong things. So we're going to kind of give you some guidance on that. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your opinions and the things that you share with us tonight. All right. Be well. Be productive. Don't forget, if people like you, they'll listen to you. But if they trust you, they'll do business with you. All right. Mind the business that pays you.
Right.
Goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Hey, goodbye.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Y'all, let's do something different. See ya.